This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 6 September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day in Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant afternoon by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, The Times of Israel reports the IDF conducted a snap drill to test readiness for a complex multi-front scenario. This included simulated infiltrations and rockets on Tel Aviv. Also, a Walla report from earlier today reveals the theft of a Matador rocket from the IDF. Police found it near Shfaram and arrested two suspects. Also this hour, Ynet reports Israel struck a Hezbollah command post in an empty hospital in Lebanon. This followed a drone attack and resulted in casualties. Separately, JNS notes Israeli security forces found a rocket during a counter-terror raid in Samaria. They apprehended a 10-member Hamas cell near Nablus. And finally, according to Forward, Israeli ministers announced plans to encourage voluntary Palestinian immigration from Gaza. This development follows the October 27th elections. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that Iran's Supreme National Security Council views the Strait of Hormuz as a symbol of Iranian strength, not conflict. Dr. Einat Wilf highlighted an analysis from earlier today that discusses how Hamas has developed a particularly brutal form of warfare that many globally fail to grasp. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, shared insights earlier today on Khalil al-Hayya's role in leading Hamas. He is seen as central to their strategy and leadership dynamics. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF drill, the Times of Israel describes it as a significant readiness exercise. The military simulated complex attacks from multiple fronts, including the North, South, and the West Bank. This move serves as a strategic message to adversaries about Israel's preparedness. Turning to the theft of the Matador rocket, police in the Northern District acted swiftly to recover the weapon. Walla reports that the suspects are now facing legal proceedings. This incident raises concerns about the security of military equipment. Meanwhile, Israel's strike on a Hezbollah site in Lebanon comes after a drone attack aimed at slowing IDF operations. Ynet highlights that the targeted area was a strategic point on the Ali Taher Ridge. This escalation could further strain Lebanon-Israel relations. Separately, the discovery of a rocket during a counter-terror raid in Samaria underscores ongoing security challenges. JNS reports that the operation disrupted a Hamas cell planning attacks. This action reinforces Israel's commitment to counter-terrorism. Finally, the Forward discusses new Israeli government proposals encouraging Palestinian immigration from Gaza. This policy initiative signals a shift in political discourse post-elections. It could have significant implications for regional demographics and peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that a Russian historian faces allegations of espionage linked to Iran. Detained at Ben-Gurion Airport, his family denies wrongdoing, but the case highlights complex international ties. Separately, according to Globes, Israeli firm Upwind plans to raise $300 million, valuing the company at $3.8 billion. This follows market changes after Google's acquisition of Wiz. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Act Security has made its first acquisition, buying Cloud Copilot. This move comes just a month after Act emerged from stealth, emphasizing rapid growth in AWS technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.